recall from the gospel, yesterday we heard Jesus condemning the Pharisees, the leaders, because they do all their actions to be seen by others. They live in an earthly type of world. They don't have what we would call today an eternal perspective. And the same warning is in the gospel today. Why do we do the things that we do? Jesus is speaking specifically about dinner parties, or we can imagine giving gifts or helping each other out. You know, as we get close to the gift-giving season, this might be a good passage to keep in mind. Do we give gifts to our friends and relatives expecting a repayment? Do we get our feelings hurt if we give a gift to someone and they don't return the favor? This quid pro quo kind of mentality that we bring to our human relationships. The danger is then we apply that to God, as though he owes us something because of the things that we've done. He's already done everything for us. God sent his son because he loves you. He sent his son to live among us, to die and to rise for us, so that the gates of heaven would be open, so that we can have a proper eternal perspective, living in hope that when we die in friendship with God, we will be in heaven. It's not something that we have to continually earn, prove ourselves worthy. As St. Paul said, He delivers all to disobedience that he might have mercy upon us all. In a variation of that, in the breviary that we pray, every so often we come across that line where it says God counts all men as sinners so that he might have mercy on us. It's what God does. God gives. He shares himself, his love, his mercy. He's already done it. We don't have to earn it. And so that should be what forms our interaction with each other as we seek to imitate God in all things, even in the free gift of everything that we give, expecting nothing in return in this world, on this earth, because God has already given us the promise. And if we remain faithful to him in this world, we will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous.